Chapter 36, Church Organization, by A.T. Jones. There are two classes of officers in the church, elders or bishops, being one and the same, and deacons. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul speaks here of bishops and deacons only. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. Paul is giving here instructions in reference to bishops. And onward he speaks of deacons, showing these are the only officers. There is another word, presbyter, which is simply translating the Hebrew word into English. Presbyter means elder, one who is older than another. Xenophon's account of the retreat of the 10,000 proves this. See the first verse. This Greek word was adopted to correspond with the Hebrew word, and it was the elderly, stable men that were chosen. This is the way it started among the early Christians. All of them nearly were Hebrews. But as the Greeks began to increase among them, they chose a Greek word to mean more clearly the office episcopus, this word being made up of two words, epi and skapis. Upon, one who watches, a lookout man, on a watchtower. Skapoi, a military term, the Greeks being a military people and full of military meaning. Literally, one set upon a high place to watch and look out. It is used to distinguish also a scout, to overlook a country in time of war. We are here in an enemy's land. We are soldiers, fighting battles, needing the whole armor of God, a whole company going through an enemy's country. We have to attend to our various duties, so we appoint one to be lookout and scout, watching the enemy for us. So then the terms elder, bishop, and presbyter are used, but all refer to one and the same person. And though not always the oldest person, yet he had to possess that gravity and stability found in elderly persons. In reference to their military terms, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 to 17. Now in reference to elder and bishop being similar, Titus chapter 1 verses 5 to 7, Acts chapter 20 verses 17 and 28. The word translated overseers is episcopal, the plural, bishops, to watch, oversee, overseers, 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 1 and 2, feed the flock, taking the oversight. These texts show you plainly that the terms are, as far as the office is concerned, synonymous. Now the qualifications of a bishop, Titus chapter 1 verse 7, 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 3 to 17, the deacons being required to be the same. First, blameless, not open to be attacked, without fault, innocent, guiltless, not meriting censure. Webster, so fully conformed to the rules of right, that no one can justly lay blame upon him or find fault with him. Second, the husband of one wife, not necessarily a married man, but that he shall not have more than one wife. If a man has two living wives, one being divorced, it unfits him for office. Third, vigilant, attentive to discover and avoid danger, or to provide for safety, wakeful, watchful, circumspect, the latter word for circum, around, and spekir, to look. That is, to look all around a thing. A man who is circumspect habitually examines things on every side in order to weigh and deliberate. Fourth, sober, of sound, well-regulated mind, collected, discreet, self-controlled. Sober supposes the absence of all exhilaration of spirits and is opposed to flighty, one who is not wild, visionary, or heated with passion, but who exercises cool, dispassionate reason in all things. Fifth, of good behavior. Greek kosmion, from kosmio, to adorn, decorate, embellish, conveying the same idea as in Titus chapter 2, verse 10, adorn the doctrine, one who is desirous of order and decorum, modest, orderly, decent and becoming, conducting himself so as to dignity, and be an honor to the position, not exalting or magnifying himself, but exalting his calling and magnifying his office. 6. Given to hospitality, literally, loving strangers, kind to strangers, one who receives and entertains strangers with kindness and without reward. 7. Apt to teach, skillful in the word of knowledge, so that he may be able to instruct by proofs and show by argument. 8. Not given to wine. Siddle and Scott say this means the fermented juice of the grape. One, then, who does not drink the fermented juice of the grape. 9. No striker, not one who is contentious or given to reproaches. 10. Not greedy of filthy lucre, not a lover of money or of wealth or abundance of any kind, not coveting, close or stingy, but liberal and generous. 11. Not a brawler, not disposed to fight, not quarrelsome or contentious, not a complainer, not one who scolds. 12. But patient, reasonable, fair, kind, gentle, yielding. 13. One who ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity, or, as is said to Titus, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, because it is explained, "For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the house of God?" The distinction between a good home rule and an incompetent one is seen in the description given of Abraham and Eli, respectively, in Genesis chapter 18, verse 19, and 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 11 to 13, and chapter 2, verses 22 to 36. 14th, not a novice, not a new convert, not one newly come to the faith, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. If all the company are new converts, put them under a leader until experience is gained. 15. Of good report of them that are without. The church must have a care for the opinions of those who are outside of the church. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. How do his neighbors look upon not his faith, but him as a man and neighbor? Is he neighborly, straightforward, honest? 16. Not self-willed. Titus chapter 1, verse 7. Yielding to the will or wishes of others, accommodating or compliant, not dogged, stubborn, nor presumptuous. 17. But a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word, as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convince the gainsayers. Titus chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. These are the qualifications which the word of God requires of him who is to be an elder of the church of God, and for deacons the requirements are the same. Further than this, as these officers are filled from among the members, any one of whom may be called to fill them, it follows that God requires every member of his church to have a character in conformity with this description.